Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob is a longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 1999 when he was still a member of the Fed's organization, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and a very active member of, and notorious member, I should say, of the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, which is the group that's meeting today and yesterday to decide what to do about Fed policy. He's also former head of the Texas A&M after he left the bank. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Many of you see him on CNBC. He's on that show quite a lot on the business channel there. Bob, thanks again for being here. The Feds, this is another two-day meeting that they're having today and yesterday. I predicted this year that interest rates would not be raised again, just like I did last year. And I mean, I said it would be done before the end of the year, and that's what turned out. I'm still saying that for this year. What do you think?
Well, I think you're just lucky, Jim. they would be raising rates today were it not for that god-awful employment report
yeah.
we had a couple of Fridays ago. That just really shook everything up.
I had an economist, Chad Moutre, is the National Association of Manufacturers chief economist, and he admitted on Monday that he thought they were going to do 160 jobs. He admitted, he and among others, did not see 38,000 coming.
I was scheduled to be on CNBC the day before on Rick Santelli, and I was anticipating that he was going to ask me, and I was going to say 200.
Wow.
And fortunately, he didn't ask me. you can add about 35,000 striking Verizon employees to that, but that doesn't get you very far. I don't know what happened. The private sector report a couple of days earlier was okay, and the new claims for unemployment insurance since then was okay. So there's something kind of flukish about
mm-hmm.
it. Well, even the household survey, it was even worse. I think it was 26,000.
Well, you know, Moutre was saying that manufacturing has lost tens of thousands of jobs this year.
Yeah. It's right now we're a consumer only economy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
We're not doing fixed business investment. We're weak on exports.
Well, in my rudimentary way, Bob, of forecasting, and I use that word lightly, but in forecasting my thoughts on what the Fed will do, as you know, I'm not very sophisticated, but I've been watching them a long time. I've been paying attention a long time, and I know I think I know how they respond to the economy. And I hate to say it, Bob, but at the beginning of last year and the beginning of this year, I just didn't have enough confidence in the economy. I had more confidence that the federal government was going to put more headwinds in the way of businesses, which they've actually done. Enough to believe that it was going to cause the Fed to do what they've done, which is to do nothing.
What we've got to remember, and I think a lot of people forget this, is it used to be that the Fed would raise the Fed funds rate when it needed to cool off the economy, when things were going rapidly and they wanted to forestall inflation. That's not the case now. The case now is they want to start to normalize slightly interest rates because they've been at zero for so long. And it's not a question of whether the economy needs to raise those rates, it's whether it will tolerate
Right.
Raising those rates.
Right.
And it's not even meeting that test right now.
And many people believe, and they're in a conundrum because many people believe that raising rates could actually help some quarters of the economy, right?
Well, certainly it would help the banking system.
Yeah, the savers.
Every time something happens that lowers their chances of raising it, all my bank stocks go down.
Yeah. Yeah,
their
exactly.
Net interest margin is just squeezed too tight.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, which makes it also makes it hard for banks to lend money because of how that works. So as we wrap up this segment, Bob, I'm saying that the Fed will not raise rates this time. I'm not going out on a very big limb there, but that's my opinion. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think there's still a glimmer of hope, if you call it hope, that they might in July.
But not today.
Not today.
So, am I lucky because I agreed with you, or what? What? How's that work this time?
No, I'm lucky because I agreed with you.
Oh, is that okay? Quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about what's going to happen in the Eurozone next week. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.